Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. You know Will Perdue, former player for the Chicago Bulls, current analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. And on Chicago Bulls pre- and post-game, of course, our season is over. Hoops Talk is sponsored by Calamos Investments with Will Perdue. So, Will, how are you today?
Well, Lisa, I'm doing great. And I want to, first of all, say thank you for putting in a special order for the sunshine. We were questioning whether it actually existed in the Chicagoland area, but you pulled a few strings and made it happen just to remind us that it's still there.
I see that you made it out to a game. Not a basketball game, but a baseball game.
Yes, so I know people take this the wrong way. I'm a Chicago fan because I'm not originally from here, and I know people that are diehards that are like, you got to make a choice. I'm more of a Southside guy, White Sox, because of Mr. Reinsdorf and the amount of games that I've been to. But I'm, like, also torn, you know, like tonight. So last night, in that those dreadful conditions, I was rooting for the White Sox. But tonight, I kind of have, you know, a little interest on both sides of the fence. I want the White Sox to win, but I've known Kyle Hendricks for a long time. Hendrickson, and I want him to pitch well. I want him to, you know, so I'm hoping that he goes like eight innings, maybe gives up one or two hits. The White Sox, you know, struggle to get anything going, but the minute that they go to the pen, the White Sox win 1-0. How about that?
Can he do that, Kevin? Can he play both sides?
Well, sure. Why not? He's Will Perdue. Of course he can. What's the big deal?
Well, I'm straddling the fence right now, and my voice has gone up a few octaves.
Well, I want to ask you about some Bulls here, Will. Some questions ahead this offseason. The big one, of course, is Zach LaVine. Your thoughts on the situation? He's due for a large contract, maybe a max contract. That's what he'll be looking for this offseason. Would you be surprised if Zach LaVine is not back with the Bulls next year?
No, I wouldn't. But if he's not back, to me, that's an indication that he doesn't want to be here. And he I don't want to say he gets a better offer because he can get the most money in Chicago, but he's going to a team that maybe he thinks will help him win a championship faster than what the track that the Bulls are on. Because they're still a few years away. But I will say this. You know, I know that's been a big debate right now on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Reddit, you know, about do you give Zach the max contract? Remember, he won't qualify for supermaxes. I don't think he'll make, you know, all NBA. But he is a two-time All-Star now. But it's also the bigger picture that I think people aren't thinking about. You know, the Bulls now as an organization, because of Arturas and Mark Eversley, are a destination. So now they're also trying to send a message with Zach to the rest of the players in the league that you do want to come here because we take care of our players. And that's another reason why I think you have to sign Zach to the max, because of the fact that the message that you're sending to all the other players in the league and why you want to come to Chicago and play for the Bulls.
All right, after checking that off the to-do list for the front office, other than that big spot with Zach LaVine, what are the other areas with this roster? Where do they need to improve most? Is it the bench? Is it more, you know, big man on the roster? Where do you want the Bulls to improve this offseason, other than figuring out the Zach situation?
Well, I think after Zach, you talk about they got to do a better job of having designated shooters on the perimeter, those that are more reliable and consistent. The guys that they have can shoot the three, but they're very streaky. Look how successful the Milwaukee Bucks have been with the shooters that they put around Giannis. Look at what the Boston Celtics have been able to do when they hit threes. That's how they won game two against Milwaukee. So the Bulls have to address that issue. And then secondly, they have to address the depth on the bench at every position, not just another big that can protect the rim, but at every position. So they do have some work to do. And the front office with Arturas and Eversley, they're going to have to get creative to get it done.
Well, thanks for joining us, Will. I appreciate it. And we love Hoops Talk with you. And just real quick, got about 30 seconds left. How thin is the line between physical play and dirty play?
Well, I think we saw it last night in that Memphis Golden State game, and the difference between physical and dirty. Physical is you foul a guy and he still has the ability to go to the free throw line and shoot his free throws. Dirty is when a guy gets hurt and can't play, and that's going to be a significant, you know, part of this series because of Gary Payton was going to be able to guard, you know, Ja Morant, and that's going to hurt Golden State. So we'll see how that affects the overall outcome of that series.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a good day.
Lisa, Kevin, enjoy the sunshine. I think it might disappear tomorrow.
Thanks, Will.
We're holding on to those 80-degree days that were promised next week. What's the temperature right now, Mary?